Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. Well, in a minute, I just want to apologize that I haven't been here for a while, and I may sound weird, and the reason for both of these things is the same, which is there's been COVID, so my throat is not perhaps what it should be. So let's leap back a month in time, and this article was published on Halloween, October 31st, 2022, and is entitled, How Much for Twitter? Following on Mr. Musk's acquisition of Twitter, a discussion has broken out about what to charge for, which makes sense because Twitter revenue is kind of lousy, notably out of sync with its societal importance, and now they've got a great big honking debt to service. Whatever I may think about Twitter's leadership, previous or current, I like the service and would prefer that it continue functioning. In fact, I like it enough to pay for it. But how much and what for? Blue check? No. The first idea being floated is charging for the blue check, verified label. Lots of people have opined that this is the wrong way to go. For example, in the exchange below, Mr. King, that's Stephen King, the famous author, sneers at $20 a month, and Mr. Musk counterproposes $8. And everybody has seen this Twitter exchange, which was weeks ago now, so I'm not going to read it out to you. I also dislike this idea. Disclosure, I'm a blue check, and I'd be disinclined to cough up money to prove who I am. It's easy enough to look me up on Wikipedia and find my blog from there and notice that my claim there that I'm also @TimBray here on Twitter. So, I worry that the only people who'd pay for the blue check are entities who need Twitter for self-promotion. Lord knows there are plenty, of whom I follow as few as possible. Some have argued that blue checks are key adders of value to the service, but you should ignore my opinion on that because I've got an obvious conflict of interest. Package pricing. So here's what I suggest. A package of services priced individually, and you put together your own package. All the prices from here on in are per month. So, free. Follow five. Any Twitter account can follow five feeds for free. That's plenty enough to get a flavor of what the service is like, but free accounts can't post or like or retweet. $1, tweet away. For $1 a month, you can post as much as you want. Also like and retweet. This feels like a very low price to enter the global conversation. Also for that $1, you can follow 20 feeds, not just five. It also occurs to me that making contributors pay just a bit could be a powerful anti-spam tool. The reason people can too easily build bot armies on Twitter is because it's effectively free. That $1 would be a significant disincentive, and tracking the payment sources, i.e. credit card numbers, could also be useful in bot fighting. Well, what about ads? In Q2 of 2022, Twitter reported 237.8 million monetizable daily active users and $1.18 billion in revenue, nearly all ads. By my arithmetic, that's a monthly average revenue per user of about $1.65. Which feels like a pretty terrible business, and also has the effect of turning your users into your product. On top of which, I find that the Twitter ads I see are pretty useless to me. Also, they're jarringly unpleasant. The great value of Twitter is that you get exposed to a lot of interesting human voices, which tend to have spicy flavors, including cynicism, anger, and lewdness. Then there's the cheery, upbeat, corporate-approved ad content. I'm just not sure it can ever be made harmonious. For $5, full citizenship. This lets you do everything you can do on Twitter today with no ads. Revenue per user has suddenly more than doubled. How many Twitterers, in particular, how many of those who add value, would decline to pay $60 a year for it? Not too damn many, I'm thinking. But I'm also thinking that going off advertising cold turkey could be financially painful. So maybe there's an interim package of, you know, $2.50 plus ads or something. Blue check. It doesn't figure into the pricing. It's a service offered by Twitter to flag people whose identity is established and are perhaps apt to be a bit more interesting than average. If it benefits anyone, it's the customers, once you've done what it takes to make them customers, not product. Yes, I think it would be good if Twitter's users were its customers. Yes, I grant that you could never launch a new social network and add people to pay for it. But Twitter has a base of pretty addicted users, so it might work. Anyhow, hey there, Twitter people. Good luck to you. You're going to need it. And that's all, folks.